You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on today's Wisconsin Life, we'll learn about a Wisconsinite who is the first woman to win a Pulitzer Prize for drama.
First, a new report from the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism shows that despite strong public support, there have been no changes in gun background check laws in Wisconsin.
According to a Marquette Law School poll this year, 85% of registered voters in the state support closing what's called the background check loophole for private gun sellers. That number includes 84% who have guns in their homes. A CNN poll from June showed 90% of nationwide participants want expanded background checks.
Alexandra Arriaga joins us to talk about that new report. She's a reporter for the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Alex, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, let's start with our terminology. What is this background check loophole?
So the loophole, what that means is by federal law, licensed dealers are required to perform background checks for any firearm sales, and licensed dealers defined as anyone engaged in the business, and specifically excluding anyone who makes occasional sales or sales as a hobby. Basically the hobbyist sales are what we call private sellers who do not have to perform background checks.
And you start off your piece with the story of a Wisconsin woman who was killed when her estranged husband purchased an illegal gun. What happened?
So the woman, Zena Houghton, was granted a restraining order against her husband, Radcliffe Houghton, in 2012. And after feeling very threatened, and he went to this website, armless.com, and was able to purchase a semi-automatic handgun from a private seller. The next day, he went into her workplace at a salon and killed her and two other women and injured some others. And there's now a lawsuit from her daughter, who was at the salon at the time, against the website which facilitated that sale.
And in a lot of ways, this case you're talking about is a microcosm of the debate about these background check loopholes that we're talking about, because you also profile this woman's brother who is a supporter of a gun rights, a strong supporter, and yet he wants this loophole closed, and there is a strong public support for this. So where are we with laws in Wisconsin that would support this sort of change?
So Wisconsin does not expand on the federal requirements for background checks like 18 other states and D.C. have. There have been kind of proposals, kind of perennial proposals in the legislature specifically to expand background checks, but they've not even gained a hearing and haven't really gotten any traction.
Now, you checked in with gun policy experts because although there is strong public support for closing this loophole, there is debate about how effective it is. And who did you go to and what did they tell you about whether or not this policy would be effective to close this this loophole?
Some of the researchers that I spoke with, one has been doing this for 30 years, really nominate expanding on background checks as one of the top legislative strategies to reduce gun violence. One researcher from Johns Hopkins found that in Connecticut, when they expanded on background checks, the decade following, they had a 40% drop in firearm homicide rates. In contrast, he also studied Missouri's repeal of a similar law, which had a 23% increase in firearm homicide rates. And then you have other research, such as one from a University of Pittsburgh study, which kind of bolstered some gun rights arguments that criminals don't buy guns, they steal them. So they traced some firearms from police confiscated firearms and found that 79% of the perpetrators weren't legal owners.
And in terms of the requirements in place for private gun sellers, are there any, if not a background check, is there anything else that these private sellers are required to do?
So private sellers are not, they can legally sell make any firearm sale that they want as long as they don't have a reasonable cause to believe that the person they're selling to is prohibited. And so what some researchers and this former gang member that I interviewed have described this as don't ask, don't tell. So, Rico isn't going to bring up that he has a felony in his history and the person making the sale doesn't care to ask.
We're talking with Alexandra Arriaga right now, reporter for the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. And she's joining us right now to talk about a new report on gun background checks in Wisconsin. And the National Rifle Association has been part of this dialogue. Tell us how they've responded to this question about expanding background checks.
So the NRA has the official stance of they're against this kind of legislation, calling it the criminalization of the private transfer of firearms, saying that it costs law-abiding gun owners time, money, and freedom. And then you have some NRA members, such as a shooting instructor that I spoke to and some firearms dealers who are either okay with background checks or strongly in favor. So there's kind of you see a division there.
And Wisconsin lawmakers, you mentioned before, this is not a move that has been able to pick up any sort of momentum in the legislature. What have lawmakers in Wisconsin have to say about this option?
So Democrats have introduced this bill a couple times. One, Senator Harris Dodd from Milwaukee, noticing a spike in firearm violence in 2015 in Milwaukee, brought it in the most recent session. And, you know, once again, it didn't receive a hearing. Republicans have mostly been uninterested in speaking on it. A statement from Walker that we got from his spokesperson told us Wisconsin already has gun background checks and didn't really address the private sale issue.
And so Governor Walker responded and said that Wisconsin already has background checks. Did you follow up and say, we're talking about this for private sellers and get a response to that?
We did, and with no response.
No response. You write about State Representative Therese Berceau, a Democrat from Madison, who did introduce a bill to close this background check loophole in the last legislative session. Tell us the story of that particular bill.
Basically, she's told me about how she was behind the bill when it came up in 2013 and again most recently, and how it's kind of been moved between committees and dying without hearings.
And now, we mentioned this story that we began with, the Wisconsin woman who was killed by her estranged husband, who had purchased an illegal firearm, didn't get a background check. This is now a pending lawsuit. What is the future of that lawsuit today?
I believe that the motion hearing is on November 1st.
And we'll leave it there. Alexandra, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking with Alexandra Arriaga, reporter for the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. She was with us talking about her new report, taking a look at gun background checks in Wisconsin.